visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, give us your thoughts on how practice has went over the winter break before Mother Nature has played a factor with all the winter weather we've recently had.
Yeah, I thought last week we were able to get in the gym and really break down some stuff that we wanted to work on, really put a big emphasis on just individual growth, individual development, was able to get a lot of shots up and try to, develop some of our skill sets and things like that, and then was able to transition over to the team element as well. So I really thought I did see some improvement and growth out of our girls over the break, and we got out of practice Friday, and then weather has hit, so we haven't seen them in a few days. But the time that we did have last week, I thought it went really well, and hopefully it can continue to show up on the court coming out of break.
And going into break with a 15-point win over Northern Heights, I had to give the girls a little confidence because, you had played some tough competition there in the month of December early.
Yeah, it was really good to finish going into break on a win. One of our main pieces went down early in game two and tore ACL, and the girls and everybody, we've been kind of trying to find our way, and new personnel groupings, and a lot of people are now getting minutes that maybe they wouldn't have gotten, or as many as. And hopefully, we're kind of getting a little bit more comfortable, getting a little bit more settled in, and kind of stepping into new roles, because that's what's happened is people are in new roles now that Harper's gone out. But, we're thankful Harper had a good surgery, and we were really happy with how we played. I think a lot of it, Harper was such a key piece to our scoring and our rebounding, and not having her there, kind of, is now people are realizing that, they got to step up and score or maybe do a little bit more. And we kind of got back to the fundamentals and the simple skill sets of boxing out and one-shot defense and diving on the floor and doing those things that can make us a tough opponent. So I was really happy to see how we played. Jocelyn Simmons had a great game. She's kind of our three-point shooter, and Mac McFarland had a really good game, 17 points, 14 rebounds. So new girls are stepping in, and we're still trying to find our way, but I really liked how we went into break. And we obviously know the league schedule is really, really tough this year, and it's going to be super competitive. So each game will be a challenge.
Visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner, and with your games with Meredithine Valley being postponed due to the weather, those will be made up on January 23rd. It's that designated makeup date that you guys have in the Lyon County League. You get a tough test coming out on Friday when you guys host Opie, which will have those games for you here on Country 101.7 FM. You got Lebo next week as well, and then Madison as well. So there's a lot of good basketball coming up, and good opportunities for your ball club as well.
Yeah, kind of the gauntlet of the girls' side of the league. But I told our girls, I said, we want to be as competitive as we can be. Whether that turns into a win or loss, that will all work itself out. The league is really tough, but we want to be competitive. We don't want to just be, an easy win for our opponents and we give up easily or those type of things. We want to scratch, we want to claw, we want to do the little things right that can make us tough. And I think if we do those things, then we can hang in there with some of these teams. And, in life, in sports, when you hang around and get confidence, good things can happen. And we certainly know that the teams that are atop our league and have really good girls this year, we're aware of that. And Madison and Lebo and Colty, those are three strong programs year in and year out. But at Burlingame, we've been a strong program year in and year out. We want to try to continue that, and we want to be as competitive as we can and do little things right and play a good brand of basketball. whether that carries over to a win or not, that's going to be tough with the competition. We feel that if we can do the little things, that we can hang in there. However, we got to be more consistent in doing those things, and that's kind of what our focus has been, is being more consistent on doing the little things right, taking care of the ball. And those were some of the things that led to a victory before Christmas break. So hopefully we can continue to do those things against some of the top-tier competition in the league.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to chatting with you again before Friday's game with Opie, which we'll have here on Country 101.7 FM. So best of luck coming up on Friday, and best of luck next week with Lebo and Madison. And talk to you again in two more weeks.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Lady Cats.
That is Burlingame Girls Basketball Coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.